Gus Cannon, 1963. Now, I'm gonna tell you about way back yonder when I was born in Red Banks, Mississippi in 1883, the son of a former slave. And I lived on a plantation most of my childhood. I made my very first banjo out of a guitar neck and a bread pan that my mama used to make biscuits out of way back then. I bored me a hole in there and got a stick and put it in there, and it sounded pretty good. I said, Lord, look, what am I doing? I became pretty well known as a singer, banjoist, and a jug player performing all around the country dances and the traveling medicine shows. Around the late 1920s, I formed a group known as Cannon's Jug Stompers, and we recorded for Victor Records. Lord, the people around these parts started calling me Banjo Joe. But most of the time, I made my living as a street cleaner for the city of Memphis. Never got full recognition for my music until 1963, when a group called the Rooftop Singers recorded Walk Right In. As far as I know, that's the only jug band tune to hit the top of the pop charts. Now, the next two songs we're gonna do are what we consider banjo canon classics. Thank you. said, yeah, man, I can play that. He said, hey, come on down the corner with me, corner of Madison and 4th. So I go on down there. We get on down there, get right down there on that corner. We start playing that banjo. Woo-wee! We was having a good time. Corner by myself. Look at it. There he goes.